Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. That's Benny Keen bringing us back, by the way. Having a great visit with our good friend Paul Casey. Paul, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find you and your book.
Okay, you can go to prospectsforsuccess.com.
Prospects?
All one word.
Forsuccess.com, all right. And they can find your book there.
And you can also take the self-employment test there.
Thank you for reminding me about that. Folks, go there and do that. If you're thinking about starting your business, maybe if you already have one, Paul, it might even help you if you've already got one.
You can do it. It's a good refresher course.
Absolutely. Go there and take that. Thank you. And that's free, too, isn't it?
That's correct. It's free. There's 20 questions. It takes about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The higher you score, the higher your prospects for success. The good news is that there's nothing on the test that if you score lower and you take it, there's nothing you can improve upon, you can get better at. So I highly recommend it. I changed banks actually last night, and a woman took the test and gave me some feedback, and she said she liked it, but she said, she scored higher on the higher end or whatever, but she said, people have a tendency to want to, let's say score themselves higher than they should.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank you for that reminder, and I want to remind your listeners, you have to be totally honest here for this to work.
Well, this is about your future.
Exactly.
Don't if you fudge things, you're fudging yourself.
Right.
This is not an indictment, folks. This is just to give you a sort of a benchmark of where you are and how likely you are to be successful in sales.
In
business, which therefore is in sales, owning your own business. So Paul, so that's prospectsforsuccess.com. And can they find out more about your radio show there too?
I don't have that on there now because I just started it up, but
right.
I will get it on there.
And what's the channel? What's the channel in Seattle? We got people listening
Seattle
to you right now.
It's on 8:30 a.m. Saturday mornings.
Yep. And what channel?
It's on KKNW 11:50 a.m.
All right.
And you can stream it. So
all
you
right.
can
so check,
listen
check
to the
it
show
out.
If you want to of any part in the country.
Give us some other tips on what we can do to benefit our business.
I just want to look at also your business right now and to do something that maybe you haven't done. Specialize whatever business you're in. For example, if you're in construction, you've been doing that for years, stand back, look at it. What can you do within your core competency of construction? For example, maybe you want to specialize more and advertise and get out there and build homes that are more accessible. Things like that, aging in place. Do things, that would make your home that you can market it in a much better way, just rather than being, part of the herd. You can stand out and build accessible homes. My thing that I just did recently with a client, I've done radio. I've moved out to television to do, if they want to, do a television campaign. I immersed myself in television, what it's done, visited with people. So now I've brought that into what I can offer a client.
Mm-hmm.
And one client, potential client, that I was after asked me if I did that. And a lot of times you keep your eyes and ears open, and I didn't say no. What I said is, I'll check it out. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I certainly do that. And that prompted me to jump in, find out more of what's going on in cable TV, their rates, things
right.
like that. So I'm just saying keep your eyes and ears open, and maybe you want to step out there within your business and do something different that can bring some more revenue in.
Right. All right, that's a good idea. What else?
I'd like to also say if you're having money and cash flow problems right now,
that's pretty funny, Paul.
Solve it today.
Paul, whoever
you owe money to, the bank, anybody, any vendor, anybody out there, work out a payment plan. Don't run from that anymore. Get that done today.
That's serious business, but I thought it was funny that you said if you're having cash flow problems. All small business owners have that.
right. Well,
but
it's more than cash flow.
But you're right.
Your
point is don't get yourself into a bind
with
people.
Deal with it. Don't run away from it.
Don't get yourself into a bind with customers or banks. With vendors or banks. Deal with it up front. Let them know what's going on. I'll tell you about your banker, folks. An uninformed banker is a scared banker, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
That's right. Absolutely. So I'm just saying deal with it, and you'll be a lot happier, and they'll be a lot happier with you, and I think you'll find a solution.
Right.
But if you run from it and keep ignoring it, it's not going to go away. Just today, I'm just saying, make today banking day or something, whatever you need to do, deal with any financial situation you're in.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Vendor or bank, somebody's going to make a phone call to find out about this. You make the call. Don't wait till they make the call.
That's correct.
Hey, Paul, give us the website again one more time.
It would be prospectsforsuccess.com.
And don't forget to take the self-employment test that he's got there. It's free. Thank you for that, Paul. Good job today. Good luck on your radio show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Paul Casey, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blassingame. Got to go for this hour. Reminding you as I leave, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.